Biblically-centered kids.
Happy Saturday, friends. I hope you're enjoying your weekend. Today is July 27th, 2024, and my name is Mr. Johnny, and I want to welcome you to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. And happy lovely Saturday to you kiddos out there. Didn't seem too long ago that we were talking about a countdown to summer, and now it seems like the countdown is in motion for back to school. I know. A lot of schools are starting school on August 14th. When is your school going back? Just a few short weeks away, but I hope you soak up all your summer break before then and you'll be ready for another great school year. Surely at this point you guys have already committed the virtue this week to memory, right? All right, well if you have, let's go ahead and say it out loud. Virtue D says, did you remember it? All right, well let's say it together. Virtue D says, we dedicate time each day to seek God in His Word and through prayer. Great job! I'm sure you already had that one memorized, right? Especially if you've been listening to all the episodes this week. Well, like I said, and like we all know, today is Saturday, so we're going to have a little fun. But first, do you know what that noise is? Anyone know? It's bagpipes, because today is Bagpipe Appreciation Day. Bagpipe Appreciation Day is an annual holiday celebrated on July 27th. This day celebrates an ancient musical instrument known as the bagpipe. These musical instruments date back thousands of years and have become a part of the Scottish tradition. They've been used during battles, funerals, parades, weddings, royal occasions, and so on. The first reference to the Scottish Highland bagpipes is from French history that mentions their use at the Battle of Pinkie in 1547. And then by the 18th century, they'd become an icon of the Scottish national identity. The military began using the instrument and accompanying it with drums. Bagpipes were for communication during battles to signal movements, attacks, and retreats. They were also played before a battle to inspire the army. When the Scottish uprising of 1745 failed, military training was banned and bagpipes were no longer used for war. However, they were kept for other uses. There are many types of bagpipes today. The most popular bagpipe is Scotland's Great Highland Bagpipe. On Bagpipe Appreciation Day, we celebrate all varieties of bagpipes and their contribution to culture and music. Do you know anyone who plays the bagpipes? We have a friend here in our town that plays bagpipes, and while it is a complex instrument, when it's played correctly, there's nothing like it. And here's a little fun fact about bagpipes. There have been points where bagpipes have been able to be heard in a very quiet place up to 10 miles away. That is quite some range. Alright, well back by popular demand, we're going to do something we haven't done in a while. A joke day Saturday. So, let's meet up with, well, me, at the Biblically Centered Comedy Hall to hear a few jokes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, sons and daughters, and that random weird neighbor from down the street.
Hey, what's up, guys? Do you guys want to see my collection of rare sticks?
No, we don't. But thank you for the offer. All right, let's move on to the main event. Everyone, put your hands together and give it up for the one and only Mr. Johnny. Well, thank you guys so much. It's been a while since we've all gotten together to do this. Is anyone out there ready for a few laughs? All right, well, if that's the case, if everyone could please just stand up and go to the comedy hall next door. I hear the guy over there is actually funny. No, I'm just kidding. Please stay. Everyone sit down. Please stay. You know, the other day, one of my kids asked me a really weird question. He asked me if trees poop. And I said, well, where do you think number two pencils come from? Okay, I have a question. If lightning were to strike an orchestra, do you know who's most likely to get hit? The conductor. Because you don't get that one, just ask your parents. I learned something the other day, and that's that 85% of Americans don't know how to do simple math. And that was crazy to me, but I'm just happy that I'm a part of the other 25%. So just a few weeks ago, I was at a church that happened to be having a picnic, and they invited the entire community to come. The pastor placed a basket of apples on one end of the table with a sign that said, "Take only one apple, please. Remember, God is watching." But then I saw on the other end of the table, there was a plate of cookies, and one of the kids put a sign on it, and it said, "Take all the cookies you want. God's watching the apples." Just last week, I overheard one of my kids praying in their room, and this is what I heard them say. "Dear Heavenly Father, so far today, I've done all right. I haven't gossiped or lost my anger. I haven't been greedy, grumpy, nasty, or selfish, and I'm really happy about that so far. But in a few minutes, I'm going to be getting out of bed, and I'm going to need a lot of help. Thank you. Amen." There was a burglar who broke into a home and was looking around. He heard a soft voice say, "Jesus is watching you." Thinking it was just his imagination, he continued his search. Again, the voice, "Jesus is watching you." He turned his flashlight around and saw a parrot in a cage. He asked the parrot if he was the one talking, and the parrot said, "Yep." And he asked the parrot, "What's his name?" And he said, "Moses." The burglar asked, "What kind of people name a parrot Moses?" And the parrot said, "The same kind of people who would name their German shepherd Jesus." A little girl was sitting on her grandfather's lap as he read her a bedtime story. From time to time, she would take her eyes off the book and reach up and touch one of the wrinkles on his cheek. She was alternately stroking her own cheek and then his again. She finally spoke up. "Grandpa, did God make you?" "Yes, sweetheart," he answered. "God made me a long time ago." "Oh," she paused. "Grandpa, did God make me too?" "Yes, indeed, honey," he said. "God made you just a little while ago." Feeling their respective faces again, she observed, "God's getting better at this thing, isn't he?" Well, that's my time for today. Thank you guys so much for coming and laughing with us, and have a blessed and great rest of your day. And thank you for those of you listening to this on the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. We'd love to feature one of your jokes next time. So if you have a good one, email us an audio recording with your name to info@biblicallycentered.com, and we will share your joke on a future episode. All right, everyone, have a good Saturday. We'll see you next time.